Sabbath blessing, everyone. Welcome on the Sabbath, June 21st, 2025. This is our lesson 437 of our chapter 86 entitled, God Teach All Nations of our part 3. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And I will pass it back to our dear brother so he can be able to share our Tiny Tots song, which is a hymn, number 109. Entitled Marvelous Grace.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Marvelous. Skipping the chorus here. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask the precious little one to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear please.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor do all thy work, and the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people who's in the Sabbath and the people who's not in the Sabbath. And please protect everybody that's joining the Sabbath right now and later and time, different times. Okay. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
You got it.
Amen. And Sabbath blessing to you too, dear sister. It is story time for our precious Tanita to learn their lessons of this part 4 of our chapter 25 entitled In Joseph's Tomb in our book, The Story of Jesus. And we are going to pass it to our dear brother, Sukhya.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 27. 64, 65, and 66. Pilate commanded, therefore, that the sepulchre be made safe, sure, until the third day, In other words, he'd pay his soldiers to go out there and stand by the sepulcher and make sure nobody messed with it for 3 days, lest the disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he is risen from the dead. And so the last error would be worse than the first. Sorry, that was the Pharisees said that, not Pilate. Pilate said to them, you have a watch, go your way, make it as safe as you can. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. They now remembered many things he had spoken, which foretold his resurrection. They could not forget these things, however much they desired to do so. Like their father the devil, they believed and trembled. Everything declared to them that Jesus was the Son of God. Wow. They could not sleep, for they were more troubled about him in death than they had been during his life. Next slide. Bent on doing all they could to keep him in the grave, they asked Pilate to have the tomb sealed and guarded until the third day. Pilate placed a band of soldiers at the command of the priests and said, you have a watch, go your way, make it as safe as you, or sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. And one of our Adventist archaeologists went over there to Jerusalem. He found the garden tomb, and he says to this day there is the remains of a steel spike driven in the side of the wall that's been sheared off. So apparently they drove a big long spike in there and left it sticking out. In the picture it looks long enough you could tie a chain or a rope or something to it, and the Lord decided that when he had them open that tomb, that would be left to show that a man didn't do that. A man or a machine pushing that stone would have bent it and pulled it right out of the wall. Okay, this was taken from the story of Jesus, page 151 and 2. Thank you.
Amen. So next Sabbath we'll be reviewing our part 4, which is the final part of this particular chapter in our lesson entitled In Joseph's Tomb, in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And this is going to be taken on June 28, 2025. Welcome to all the precious family. It is time for Tiny Tots and parents to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Mammals of the Bible. So let's have a listening ears, little one, and guests for our dear brother will share.
God blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson, our topic, Mammals of the Bible, are taken from Family Bible Lesson, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 7, Jesus Calms the Storm. And first we start with Matthew chapter 4, verse 39. And he arose and rebuked the sea, ascend to the sea. Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there is a great calm. And then we have Mark 40:41 says, he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they fear exceedingly, said one to another, what manner of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. And today we'll be looking through nature, through all manner of mammals, in the topic whales, and in today's topic we'll be talking about lesson 3, skin, the skin and blubber. And the memory verse for this, for today's lesson is Ephesians 4:15. It says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. The character quality of the story is obedience versus willfulness. Obedience is compliance with God's commands done quickly and cheerfully. Nature, whales, skin, and blubber. Whales have smooth, thin skin and are not scaly like fish. Their skin feels rubbery to the touch. Their smooth skin also helps them slip easily through the water. Most mammals are covered with hair, which protects them by holding warm air next to the body. Whales do not have a coat of hair to keep them warm. Instead, underneath the skin is an enormous layer of thick fat called blubber. It may be as much as 20 inches or 50.8 centimeters thick. However, whales do have a few hairs on their heads. If food is not available, like a camel that can go without food for a long time, so whales can live off their blubber for a long time. Blubber is lighter than water, so it helps the whales float on the water. Blubber is so soft that it is almost like a liquid. The skin and blubber and the underlying areas of connective tissue act like fluids in motion. This soft fluid-like covering of the whale spreads out the pressure of the water evenly when the whale goes dive down deep. It is like a special diving suit that acts like a life preserver. Obedience is the Christian's life preserver. It helps us to go deeper into spiritual experience. Here we have two pictures of a right whale, one with color and one that was made drawing by the illustrator of the book. Continuing, the great whales are usually only bothered in the sea by very small animals such as parasites and tiny animals that attach themselves to the whale's skin and suck its blood. Sometimes tiny shellfish called barnacles find a place to live on a whale's body. There they go along for the ride as they strain their food from the water passing by. They can form big colonies on the body of the whale. One humpback whale was found that had a half ton or about 5 metric tons of barnacles on it. Barnacles are most likely to get a foothold on the slower moving kinds of whales, such as the humpbacks. What can be learned from this? Barnacles are like if a little sins that can add up in a person's life who is not being obedient. They make a person heavy laden. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. The rest he promises is rest from sin. Did you know that the overcoming of both evils, little sins, little indulgences of the flesh make up our greatest victories? It is only when in despair, self-dependence, that we turn to Jesus that we get the power to overcome them. The Desire of Ages, page 336. Unlike the barnacles attach more easily to a slow-moving whale, so sin finds a foothold in that Christian, and that is slow of heart to believe, Luke 24:25. As we study about, the whale, we can truly say, what manner of mammal is this? So the disciples said to Jesus, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And here we have a small drawing of a picture of barnacles underneath the last paragraph. And next we have pictures of real barnacles on a whale skin, taken from the website floridamuseum.ufl.edu/science/5facts/barnacles. And below, he says, the barnacles will attach more easily to a slow-moving whale, so does sin find a foothold in that Christian that is slow of heart to believe, Luke 24:25. Here in the reminds, things you can do while you remember the lesson of today. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. stew, as you make popcorn and pour a little cold-pressed olive oil over it, be reminded of the huge amount of blubber a whale has in its body. 3, as you run the blender and watch it churn up the food, remember the churning storm on the sea. When you shut off the blender, be reminded of the words, peace, be still. 4, when you put your coat or sweater on to go outside, remember the coat of blubber the whales have to protect them from the cold water. Obedience protects us from the freezing cold blast of sin. When you help pack food for father's lunch or mother's lunch even, or anyone in particular, and fill the thermos bottle, let it remind you that a whale has been called a great thermos bottle because of its insinuating layer of blubber. 5, when you're tempted to do a little sin, consider the slow whale and the barnacles. Next, we have reinforce, which are activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. 1, look for mammals, use your guidebook to identify them. 2, use a yardstick, if you have one, to see how thick a whale's blubber is under its skin, 20 inches or 50.8 centimeters. 3, sing the hymn, trust and obey. You don't know it, you're free to learn it. 4, for individual activities, stories and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories and Poems for the Choir. 5, stay in memory verse. Remarkable parent food. For his own namesake, God will not permit the forward and the independent to carry out their unsanctified plan. He will visit them for their perversity of action. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Isaiah 57:21. But in his judgments, the Lord will remember mercy. He declares, I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me, and was wroth. He went on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his way, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I created the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. Verses 16 to 19. Eight Testimonies, page 219. What can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Here we have our dear Cecil family sharing their work in nature. Their two dogs, Callie and Bella, assisting Sister Michelle as she plants iris. Continuing, here are two of her garden's irises. We have a purple one and a yellow one with purple ones on the side. Continue with our dear sister Cerisa family, these flowers, big leaf, re-blooming hydrangea sighting. Sister Cece, would you and everyone else with you like to share experience from these two flower photos?
Yeah, sure. Sabbath blessings, everyone. So this is a hydrangea. It's in front of my house. And it's amazing just to see it every year, the cycle that it goes through. Just like a couple weeks ago, they were all like dried and like gray. And then you see these beautiful different colors come up, some purple, some pink, some blue. It's beautiful to see it. You just leave it and then it does its own work by the grace of God. And these were some more views of the flowers. And this is a bowl of strawberries that we picked, Haley and Emma and my sister and myself picked from our garden. And this year I must say that it was so much. Some bugs, yeah, they're huge and really red, very pretty. some bugs help themselves to some of the strawberries. So we left some back for them, and while we indulge ourselves. So we were grateful to God for the abundance that he gave us this year in the strawberries.
Next, we have from our dear sister Christina, Family Science and Experience in Nature. We have on our left a picture of a black squirrel, which is a gray squirrel with a more blacker color pigment. And in our right, we see some yellow flowers, some wild dog flowers, no doubt. Sister Christina, would you and everyone else, would you like to share your experience from these pictures?
A Sabbath blessings, everyone. We were actually at Kent State with, I was there with Gabby for orientation. And, Kent, around the campus, you'll see a lot of black squirrels. We don't find those too often, in Lorain County. You'll see the regular brown one. So out there, you've got the really, really black squirrel, really dark black squirrels running around, the school has feeding grounds for them so that the students will be able to feed them. There were different types of flowers out there. They were all very pretty. I don't know what any of them are. So I just walked around the campus and took pictures of them while we were there. That first flower, it kind of reminds me of when the dandelions turn white with the little seeds on them, and you could just blow on it and they fly everywhere. This flower reminded me of it. Also, it looks like a microphone to me as well. So, but it was pretty. I've never seen it before, so I just took some pictures of it.
We will end with this slide, which is supposed to be a picture of daisies. He's around a bush, and learn more in our review next Sabbath. Now I'll turn the mic back to Mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family, for all the beautiful photos that were shared. I remember little ones. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace thou will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sins. Welcome to all the precious family that was coming in and those that will be listening later on recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Before the Throne of God Above. You could find it in hymn number 282. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love. Whoever listen, please, for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me this deep on. No tongue can bid me this deep on.
When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of all the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me.
Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood, my life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. If anyone of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our prayer with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Please protect us. Please protect me and my mom and my dad and my uncles and my other uncles. Please protect the Sabbath. Please protect everybody that's in the Sabbath. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I get a little bit shocked up when I see our cat in the bottom. That is an actual cat. That is the cat of the house. And I found him one day looking towards the, I have a shark. And they had that, the Ten Commandments in it. And he was just there with his eyes closed. And I had to take that picture. But I don't know where our cat is right now. I'm so glad we didn't take away her claws so she can defend herself. And I pray by God's grace that the Lord would keep the cat. And continuing. Our opening scripture is taken from Mark 16:15, King James Version. And it reads, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, later on recording, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled, Go Teach All Nations, of our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Mark 16:27, verse 17, King James Version. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. Mark 16:18, King James Version. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Matthew 4:23, King James Version. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all the manner of disease among the people. Matthew 9:6, King James Version. But that ye many may know that the Son of the Man of Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sake of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house.
Amen.
Is 821 through 822. We are in the desired ages. We are in the desired ages, page 821. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? Maybe I'm mute your mic.
Continuing, but the work was not to stop here. It was to be extended to the earth's remotest bounds. To his disciples, Christ said, "You have been witnesses of my life of self-sacrifice in behalf of the world. You have witnessed my labors for Israel. Although they would not come unto me that they might have life," next slide, please. "Although priests and rulers have done to me as they listed, although they have rejected me as the scriptures foretold, they shall have still another opportunity of accepting the Son of God.
You have seen that all who come to me confessing their sins, I freely receive."
Continuing.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
T.T. Gracie, go ahead, please, and thank you.
Okay. "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. All who will by the reconciled may be reconciled to God and receive everlasting life. To you, my disciples, I commit this message of mercy. It is to be given to Israel first and then to all nations, tongues, and peoples. It is to be given to the Jews and Gentiles. All who believe are to be gathered unto one church." The Desire of Ages, page 821, paragraph 1. And on the side it says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
The Desire of Ages, page 821. Through the gift of Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, the disciples were to receive a marvelous power. They testimony was to be confirmed by signs and wonders. Miracles wouldn't be wrought not only by the apostles, but by those who received their messages.
Period. Pause for a minute, then continue.
Jesus said, "In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Mark 16:17. The Desire of Ages, page 821, verse 2.
Paragraph 2.
Paragraph 2.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 to 18 margin, taken from our study book, Memory Verse CD, from Sunlight Sound Studio, The Desire of All Ages, Volume 2.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Ye that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
In Desired Ages, page 821. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desired Ages, page 821. At that time, poisoning was often practiced, and scrupulous men did not hesitate to remove by this means those who stood in the way of their ambition. Jesus knew that the life of his disciples would thus be imperiled. Many would think it doing God's service to put his witnesses to death. He therefore promised them protection from this danger. His outrages 821, 3.
Desire of Ages, page 821. The disciples were to have the same power which Jesus had to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. By healing in his name the diseases of the body, they would testify to his power for the healing of the soul. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 and chapter 9, verses 6. And a new endowment was now promised.
Continuing the reading. The disciples were to preach among other nations, and they would receive power to speak other tongues. The apostles and their associates were unlettered men, yet through the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost, their speech, whether in their own or a foreign language, became pure, simple, and accurate, Bold in Word and in Accent, The Desire of Ages, page 821, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. Let's learn another scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13, with margin. Taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Peaceful Rest from the Sunlight Sound Studio of Memory Verse City.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, that ye may abound in hope. Romans 15:13, by the power of the Holy Ghost.
We are in the Desire of Ages, page 822. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Thus Christ gave his disciples their commission. He made full provision for the persecution of, the work, and took upon himself the responsibility for its success. So long as they obeyed his word and worked in connection with him, they could not fail. Go to all nations, he bade them. Go to the farthest part of the inhabitable globe, but now that my presence will be there. Labor in faith and confidence, for the time will never come when I will forsake you. Desire of Ages, page 822, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 822. The Savior's commission to the disciples included all the believers. It includes all believers in Christ to the end of time. It is a fatal mistake to suppose that the work of saving souls depends alone on the ordained minister. All to whom the heavenly inspiration has come are put in trust with the gospel.
The Desire of Ages, page 822, continuing. All who receive the life of Christ are ordained to work for the salvation of their fellow men. For this work of the church was established, and all who take upon themselves sacred vows are thereby pledged to be co-workers with Christ. The Desire of Ages, page 822, paragraph 2.
Welcome, dear brethren that are coming in. God bless each and every one of you. Let's learn our last beautiful song together, dear one, inspired by the verse 14 from the book of Mark, chapter 3, with margin. It will be sung as a duet a cappella, entitled There Were 12. Okay. There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Titus, Simon, Judah, and Bartholomew.
He has called us to, we are his disciples, I am one in you. He has called us to, we are his disciples, we his work must do.
Amen. He has called us all, even the little ones. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Sabbath lesson, we will hold question until next week by God's grace. So next week, we will be reviewing part 3 of our chapter entitled, Go Teach All Nations. If you have any question in any of these 3 parts that we already had went through that needs research, you could send it before Thursday. Otherwise, you can hold it till we meet again next Sabbath. If any one of the little one, mommy, daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed Sabbath day. And we thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. We thank you for all your miracles and all the things that you have done for us and to bring us back to worship you on this Sabbath day. We thank you for all the little ones and also for their parents. Thank you for that blessing as well. Be with us, Father Jesus, as we go into the other sections of the study. Continue to bless us. Continue to bless the speaker as well. Be with us for the rest of the day, I pray. Send your Holy Spirit, Father Jesus, to be with us and to teach us into all truth, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be June 28, 2025, from our lesson 437, our review of chapter 86, entitled Go Teach All Nations, Part 3. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, leaving a scripture and also a quote from our study book. The scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians 4:17, King James Version, and it read, "But we have this treasure in earthly vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And from our quote, page 297, paragraph 1, "He who called the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciples. However imperfect and sinful we may be, the Lord holds out to us the offer of partnership with himself, of apprenticeship to Christ. He invites us to come under the divine instruction that uniting with Christ, we may work the works of God." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, and God bless.